Daf is Daf Mem Dalet. We got to the last 8 or 9 lines of Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says Nechemya Brei Rav Chanilai. So Gemara, we're still talking about Tchum. So Nechemya, he was a Mashachte Shvaisa. He was busy learning a sugya, and he kind of was an Osek and Ivanafik Chutz the Tchum. And as he was thinking about the sugya, he somehow stepped outside the Tchum. So Amar Leiv Rav Chizkia to Rav Nachman Nechemya Tamidcha Shoy Betzar. So Rav Chizkia told Rav Nachman. He said, "Your Talmud Nechemya, he's in Tzar. He's stuck outside the Tum. He like wakes up from his sugya and he realizes he's outside the Tum and he can't get back in." So Gemara says, "Amar Lei, Asay Lei Mechitza Shel Bnei Adam V'Ikani." So what you could do is you could form a mechitza, have people kind of stand around him, create a fence, and then since he's within that fence, so the din is he's allowed to come back inside the Tum. And the Gemara explains that Rashi explained that similar to a situation where if the Mishnah described that the Nachum took people outside the Tchum, and it was against his will, and somehow he was fenced in after that fact, he's able to get back inside the Tchum. He didn't decide to do this willingly, he just kind of got lost in his thought, and therefore it would be permitted. So the Gemara now says, Yosef Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak Achorei de Rava. Rav Nachman was sitting behind Rava, the Yosef Rava, Kamei de Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman was in front of Rava, and Amarle Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak de Rava, my coming by Le Rav Chista. What was the Shaila here? What was the shaila, whether this was allowed to or not allowed to form a wall of people and to allow him to get back inside the tchum? What was the underpinnings here? So Gemara explained that Elaim, if it's a situation b'demali gavrei askinan, where there is a sufficient amount of people in order to create a mechitza to surround the chemya who was outside the tchum and form a mechitza so he could kind of come back inside the tchum, if that was a shaila where there is sufficient amount of people, but coming by line, his shaila was hilchasa krimgam liel. It was a halacha like Rabbi Gamliel. Oh, ain't no halacha like Rabbi Gamliel. Going back onto Daf Mem Dal. Now, it was a shaila to be passing like Rabbi Gamliel or not? That was really the shaila, because Rabbi Gamliel is the one who says if a person's forced outside the tchum and then he ends up being within a fenced area, he's allowed to walk in that fenced area. So, it was the shaila do we passing like Rabbi Gamliel? Oh, Dilma, perhaps the shaila was different. Bidilo malu gabri askinen, where there wasn't enough people who were able to go outside the tchum, because you have to remember that not only do you need people who could, enough people to work with that are allowed to go beyond the tchum, because Nechemya was outside his tchum. So you have to have, I don't know, let's say 20 people who that area was within their tchum, so they could willingly walk out there and create this mechitza. So what's the shaila where there's enough people? That wasn't a shaila. Plenty of people to go that area that was within the tchum. The question was, does it work halachically? Does that mechitza around Nechemya allow them to come back in? Or perhaps it was where they did not have enough people to go beyond the tchum. They were not able to form this wall around the chemin to bring him back in. And the question would be, v'kami barile, 2 lines down in Memdalad, halacha k'Rebbi Eliezer, o'ein halacha k'Rebbi Eliezer. Who's Rebbi Eliezer? So if you look on the top line of Rashi here, k'mi barile, halacha k'Rebbi Eliezer, damar b'masis, and the Mishnah teaches us, mishi yatsa chutz tchum, shtei amos yichanis. We have the din, if a person goes outside the tchum, he gets an extra 2 amos according to Rebbi Eliezer. Why is that? Because wherever a person is, he always has dalet amos. So the guy is in the midbar, he has dalet amos. So if he's outside the tchum, but the tchum, and then he steps out, if the tchum is within his 4 dalet amos radius, so the 2 tchumim, his own personal tchum, and then the city tchum is all overlapping with each other, he's able to actually jump the 2 amos back inside the tchum. So the question is, do we pass like Rebbi Eliezer? Meaning, we couldn't form that wall of people. We didn't have enough people to walk around, to circle around Nechemya. But the guy was standing by himself, Nechemya was standing by himself, just 2 amos from the tchum, can he jump back in? Do we pass him like Rebbi Eliezer? That was the suffix. What exactly was the shaila? So Gemara ends up saying that pshita, it's obvious, bidilo malu gavri eskinim. It must be a situation where there were not enough people to form this wall. Because if it were to be a case where there are enough people to formulate this wall around Nechemya, what's the shaila? Why wouldn't it work? Ha'amar of Rav clearly states halacha k'Rebbi Gamliel b'dir b'sahar b'sfina. The pasuk like Rebbi Gamliel during the with regard to the halachas of tchum and the walls of tchum. Even though a person's outside the tchum, if he's in a walled area, it's considered as if he's in the tchum. So certainly a pasuk like Rebbi Gamliel. So that would not have been a shaila at all. Rather, must be Ella, Vade Bidilo Malu Gavri Eskinen. It's a situation where there are not enough people to create a wall around Nechemya. And the question really was, Udu Rabbi Eliezer, Kumi Barile, we're wondering whether he passed like Rabbi Gamliel, or rather Rabbi Eliezer, or not like Rabbi Eliezer. And the Gemara brings a proof, Dekanami, it's also very precise, that was the discussion, the Kamar Le, he says, Yichanes, Ma Yichanes, Lav below mechita. Come inside. I mean, you don't need a wall. If you have a mechita, you are really you're ready inside. You're ready kanis. What do you mean you're kanis? You're outside the tchum. Jump inside the tchum, and that was clearly the shiloh that was being discussed. Okay, the Gemara now says asks.
Where does that go according to this mandam? Just he never said it or what?
I'm not sure what you mean.
At the beginning of the brisa, right? It says Amar le Rachis al Rav Nachman Nechemia Tamid Asherui Betzar Amar lo Aselo Mechitza.
Right, Vichanis. He said he should go inside the tchum because right now he's outside the tchum.
So they're taking out the phrase of Yaselo Mechitza Bnei Adam in this case.
Oh, that piece. Yeah. Aselo Mechitza is the question. So what's that doing right there? So right, they're wondering: do you have to make a mechitza, or does he have to come in somehow? Either it's like an option, I guess.
So
he said,
yeah.
He gave him two steps to do. He said, make a human partition to go into the two amas.
Right.
And then let him go.
But you don't need the human. Okay, excellent. So Gemara asks a question. Nafal dofna lo yamid ba adam behem of a kalim. If the wall falls down, Rashi is the wall of a sukkah. Some wonder, some Yishom say it's a sukkah of a stam sukkah. Some say it's a sukkah of the mitzvah, sukkah shem mitzvah. We'll assume it's a sukkah shem mitzvah, as we'll see later on in Rashi. So again, nafal dofna of a wall of the sukkah falls down. Lo yamid ba adam behem of a kalim. You cannot use a person, an animal, or kalim to create the wall. V'lo yiskov es ha-mita, you can't stand upright a bed, lifros ale sadin, and kind of wrap or hang over, drape over a towel or a blanket over it, or a sheet over it, to create a wall. That's not allowed. V'fi she'ein osin ohel arai b'tchili b'yamtiv, you're not allowed to create even a temporary ohel on yamtiv, v'ein tzarech lomer b'shabbos, and certainly not on Shabbos. So what's the shaila here? So the shaila is that we said before, you're allowed to make this human wall made of human beings, Adam. And here it clearly says you cannot create a wall using an adam. So the Gemara answers, Amalei, at Amis li miha. You tell me from this brisa that you can't use an adam to create a wall on Shabbos. V'ana amina l'cha miha. I'm going to bring a proof from elsewhere that you're allowed to. So it says, Ose adam es chaveiro dofen. A person can make his friend as a wall. K'desha yochel v'yishtah v'yashen. So that he could eat, drink, and sleep in a sukkah. Interesting, Rashi points out, by the way, Rashi on this line, he says, Kadesh Yocha V'yishtah V'yashin, around seven narrow lines down, Iker Mitzvasa Shel Sukkah B'Shosha Dorm Halalo. This is the primary way to perform the mitzvah, these three ways in Sukkah, of eating, drinking, and sleeping. There's actually an interesting din, it's Shulchan Aruch has brought down, that he says, although we know you have to eat, sleep, and drink in the Sukkah, a person can drink water outside and even wine outside, you're allowed to drink outside. So Shar Tzion says, how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin, you'll have to drink outside, when Rashi here clearly says the Iker Mitzvah is to drink inside the Sukkah, how could it be suggesting to drink outside the Sukkah? So Shar Tzion says, when the Rashi says there's a Mitzvah to drink in the Sukkah, it means when you're drinking as part of the Suda. When you're having a meal and you're drinking as part of the Suda, so that Suda becomes part of that drinking becomes part of the Suda. The guy is drinking separately, just standing alone drinking without having a Suda, that's not a problem. And he actually says, interestingly, I don't think we could appreciate this, but since we know Teshu Kain to do, you have to live in the sukkah, sit in the sukkah how you live during the year, and the Shar Tzion says nobody drinks without eating ever, so that's a strange thing to do. So when you drink without eating, so that's considered not normal, and you could do that outside the sukkah. Certainly now, many people drink all the time, even outside the context of a meal, but that's the understanding of the Shar Tzion. The Mishnah Berurah says the difference is depending why you're drinking. There's something to be koveya yourself to drink. You koveya to drink. Let's sit down and have a glass of wine together. You could be koveya, have a little gathering of wine. That's being koveya suda on yain. That must be done in the sukkah. If a guy just stopped drinking, that's not being koveya himself. That's where it's allowed outside. But either way, the Gemara says that to our purposes, that a person is osa adam es chaveiro dofen. You make your friend into a wall. Kadesha yochav yishav yashen, so you could eat, sleep, and drink. V'yiskof es amita v'yifros ale asadin, and you could also drape a sheet over a bed. Kadesha lo tipol cham ala hames, you could do it also to protect the sun from causing a dead body to decay, decompose quicker. Raha ochlin, and on the food as well, to protect the food. So this is all allowed, we see clearly, it's permitted, even though this is Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, one other point here is another issue. There's the Orza Ruah proves some of you Yushalmi. Then when it comes to building a sukkah, the Yushalmi says, based on the pasuk v'sachkosa al ha'aron asa paroches, that paroches, the curtain, served as a sukkah to the aron. Now it's very strange. Usually a schach is the top, not the wall. But the pasuk calls the paroches, even the wall, as a schach. So there's a rule learned from the Yushalmi that even, just like we know the schach cannot come from something that's mekabel tuma, so it's even the walls, even the parochas, the wall can't come from that which is mekabel tuma. That's how the chaznish actually passes into, there's something called a chaznish sukkah, which means everything must be wood. You can't use any metal, even a screws, even the walls, everything must be wood from top to bottom. So the Orzeruah Paskins this way. But the Chelkas Yaakov quotes from our Gemara, which clearly says otherwise, because the fact that you could use an Adam as a wall, and an Adam is Makabal Tuma, clearly shows that a wall can be something that is Makabal Tuma. So he ends up saying from the Orzeruah, he doesn't really think the Orzeruah takes it seriously. He doesn't think the Yushalmi Paskins in the end of the day that the walls are not Makabal Tuma. We, of course, Paskin, you could have the walls made of anything you want. It's only an issue of the Schach. Either way, what comes out from this discussion, we have a machlokas, whether or not a person may be used or as a wall or not a wall. So the Gemara says, kashin ahadade, these two brises are contradicting each other. And lo kasher, there is no contradiction because ha Rabbi Eliezer, ha Rabbanim. One is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, one is the opinion of Rabbanim. If you remember the mission, Masecha Shabbos, the Tanan, paka kachalon, if the person wants to, open and close the windows, so they used to have sometimes a plug that they, put back in. Sometimes it was tied to the hole and they just plugged it back in. Sometimes it wasn't tied to that wall. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bizman Shekasher Vitaloi, when the the window cover is tied and hanging from the hole, from the window, poke it and bow, you could close it. Vimlav, if it's not tied or it's not hanging from that window, ain't poking bow, it's considered separate from the structure, and by you putting it in, that's called building. Only when it's attached and hanging is it considered an extension of the wall, and putting it back in, back and forth is allowed. But if it's not attached to it, Rabbi Eliezer says it's usher. And Chachamim Omrim, bein kach, either way, poking and bow, even if it's detached from the house, you're still allowed to use it to close the wall. So the Gemara says, v'har itmar Allah. So either that's the initial understanding that Rabbi Eliezer, who's machmir about building on Shabbos, he's the one who says you can't use an adam, can't make a person as a wall on Shabbos. And Chachamim, who's makel, by plugging up a window, he's the one who allows you to use an adam to construct a wall on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, v'har itmar Allah, wasn't it said on this Mishnah? Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Moldim, everybody agrees. She'ein osin oel arai, b'tchil b'yamtif. You cannot create a new ohel, even a temporary ohel. You can't make a new ohel. You can't drape over a cover of a tent on Shabbos, on Yantif, and needless to say, on Shabbos, it's certainly aser. So what's the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim? Lo nechlaku ela lehosif. The only debate was about adding on to an already existing building. She Rabbi Eliezer omer ein mosifin b'yamtif. If you have, let's say, a tent that's already covering, Rabbi Eliezer says you cannot extend that tent on Yantif, v'ein tzarech lomer b'Shabbos, and certainly not on Shabbos as well. However, Chachamim omrim mosifin b'Shabbos, if you have ready an existing tent or awning, you can add on to that awning, v'ein tzarech lomer b'Yantif, and needless to say, it's permitted on Yantif. But with regards to creating something anew, a brand new ohel arai, both Rabbi Eliezer and even Chachamim say it's aser. So they can't be the ones who are debating whether an adam can be used as a dofin or not a dofin. That's considered a ohel mitchila. Even Chachamim would agree that would be aser. So what's the machlokas, whether you could use a person to construct a wall on Shabbos or Yantiv? What's that machlokas? So the Gemara ends up saying, Ella, Lokasha, there is no contradiction. It's really Hak Rebbe Meir and Hak Rebbe Yehuda. Who's Rebbe Meir? Who's Rebbe Yehuda? So the Gemara quotes a brisa, the Tanya, Asal lebehema dofin lesuk. If you want to utilize an animal as one of your walls, so Rabbi Meir says posel, he disqualifies, he says it's possible to use such a wall, it doesn't work. Rabbi Yehuda permits one to use a behema as a wall. So Rabbi Meir, the kapasel hasam, the Rabbi Meir who says a behema does not work as a wall of a sukkah, alma la mechitzihi, he's talking about in general. In general, a behema does not work even on the weekday. A behema cannot work as a wall of a sukkah. So from the fact that Rabbi Meir apostles using a behema as a wall, must be la mechitzi, a wall. It's not, you have not constructed a wall with the behema. It's not a wall. So ha chashari, therefore on Shabbos, you're allowed to use an animal as a wall because the law means to come of it. If I take my elephant, the Gemara talks about an elephant as a wall of a sukkah. If I take my elephant and move it over as a wall of my sukkah, that's allowed. You know why? Because nothing has been accomplished. Elephant cannot become a wall. It's no different than, hanging a tissue from the wall. That's not a wall. So an animal is not a wall either. And that's why it's permitted. It's permitted because you haven't done anything. Nothing has been accomplished. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kamach Shehasim, where Rabbi Yehuda says you can actually use a behema, you can use an elephant as a wall of sukkah on a regular weekday of you could build it. It's a good wall. So therefore, alma mechitzi, an animal can serve as a wall. Therefore, on Shabbos, if I were to put my animal or a person as a wall, hacha asir be asir, because I've accomplished something, I've created a wall by using a behema, by using an adam. So that's the machlokas. Again, the machlokas is, can an adam behema be used as a wall in general or not? And if it can be or can't be, we'll dictate whether it be asir on Shabbos or not, or whether it's a mechitza or not a mechitza. So Gemara says, v'tizbara, does this really make sense? Eimar the shmasle the Rebbe Meir behema. So granted, we heard that Rebbe Meir holds by behema, that Rebbe Meir thinks that a behema does not serve as a mechitza, and therefore on Shabbos it wouldn't be an isser of any sort. Adam and Kalim Ishmasa, but did we hear this about Kalim and Adam? Maybe he says something different by Kalim and Adam. Who says he says the same exact din across the board? And Vesu, moreover, they're going to ask Rebbe Meir, Aliva Deman. Rebbe Meir made his comment about making this the wall on Shabbos. According to who was he talking about? Aliba de Rebbe Eliezer. If he was making his comment that he permitted a person to make an ol harai, that we said again, you could use an adam to make a wall on Shabbos. If he was going according to Aliba de Rebbe Eliezer, lehosef nami aser. Even Rebbe Eliezer would say hosef is aser. Rebbe Eliezer says, we said this discussion above, that hosef ol harai is aser. So certainly Rebbe Meir cannot be talking within the world of Rebbe Eliezer. It must be when Rebbe Meir allowed one to use an adam or a behema as a wall, it must have been aliba the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, even Rabbanan who allow one to be mosif on ohel, emar da'amri Rabbanan lahosif. Maybe Rabbanan only said this if one did this b'di eved. But lichachila mi'amar, would a person be allowed to create one lichachila, an ol harai? Who said that? Whoever said that? So the Gemara ends up saying, you're right. Ella hava harabbanan. We're really going to backtrack and say the Rabbanan were the ones who permit one to make an ol harai, to be mosif, an ol harai, they're the ones who are talking about the different prices, whether it's allowed or not allowed. What does that mean? The kelim ha-kelim lokash, it's not really a contradiction at all with regards to kelim. Meaning one brisa said kelim can be used to be made as a dofen on Shabbos, and another brisa says you can't. So what's the difference? Ha bedofen shlishis, ha bedofen revis. If you're using kelim to establish a wall on Shabbos as the third wall, you've now just permitted you create a sukkah. We know two walls isn't a sukkah. So if I put a third wall up of kelim on Shabbos to make my sukkah, I would just machshir sukkah, and that would be a violation because I created something new. But in another situation, habadofen revius, when I use the kelim to create a fourth wall, you don't really need a fourth wall for a sukkah. A fourth wall, the Tosfos writes in Sukkah, it's certainly a hiddur mitzvah. You don't have to have it. Halachically, it's enough to have just two walls and another one. So if I already had three walls, and my kelim are simply coming to add a fourth wall, I've not really accomplished anything, and that's when Rebbe Meir said it would actually be permitted. And Dekanami, it's very precise to say this, the Katani, Nafal Dofna. When its wall fell down, what do you mean Dofna, its wall? Its wall means that wall that's necessary, that its wall that you need it. So the third wall that fell down, that's when it's puzzle, lo yamid adam behem of a kelim. But if it wasn't its wall, it was a fourth wall, it was an extra wall that was unnecessary, so then the halacha would be, you'd be allowed to put an adam or behem or kelim in its place because you have not really accomplished anything, shmamino. That's how the Gemara concludes.
The one that allows is the verse that says, osi adam mit chaviro dofen kadesh yochai v'ishti v'ishan. That's the one that is talking about?
The one that says you're allowed to, exactly, yeah, that's
that
second one.
We're saying that he's just being machmir. He had three, and he needed a four.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So then the Gemara says, Ella adam adam kasha. So that deal with the question of why kelim can be used, and sometimes kelim can't be used, it was a third wall versus the fourth wall. But what about adam adam? That's also a kasha. One Bryce permitted a person to use an adam, another one said you can't use an adam as a wall. So the Gemara says, adam adam nami lo kasha, that too is not a contradiction. Kan lidas, kan shlomidas. It depends whether the person knows he's being used for a wall or not. If he knows he's being used as a wall, he's aware that's actually puzzle. If he's unaware, for whatever reason he knows, he doesn't know he's being used as a wall, that's actually allowed. What's the difference whether he knows or he doesn't know? So the Rabbeinu Yonas, on one of the Rishonim here in Maseches Erevin, he's the parish on the side of the riff in the back, he says, when a person is unaware that he's being used as a wall, it's called the mechitza b'shogeg, and a mechitza that's created b'shogeg is allowed to be used on Shabbos. If, however, you make a mechitza b'mezid, purposely, you create a mechitza, that'd be aser. So his das, the person who's being used as a wall, his awareness would dictate whether or not this would be considered mechitza shogeg or mechitza b'mezid, whether you can rely on it or you can't rely on this. And the Gemara then says, v'had de Rebbe Nechemia b'rei de b'chinilai, so the das hava. That was a discussion that we started off the daf with, the end of Mem Gimel Beis, that situation where they wanted to construct this wall of people, it was a situation where it was Ladas, so people knew about it. So if people knew about it, so then how were you able to rely on it if it was Ladas? And the Gemara says, Shlomi Das of it. No, Shlomi Das, they had no idea. The Rebbe told them to go for a little stroll. They were completely oblivious that they were going to be used as a wall, and that's why it was at least suggested as a possibility. But Rav Chista, Mia, Ladas of it. Rav Chista, who was the Rebbe, was aware, so he had Das. He was trying to tell his Talmidim to, I don't know, make a little rikud around there. So he knew that was Das. And the Gemara says, Rav Chista, Shlomi Naminahava. He was not one of the people as part of the wall. Even though Rav Chista knew about it, as long as the people being used as the object, as the wall, as long as they don't have Das, you're allowed to rely on such a wall on Shabbos. Gemara now says, just finishing off the rest of the Gemara here before the Mishnah, Hanu b'nei genana. These people, we saw them before, they're the ones who build these little chuppas, these little canopies outside. The Aili Maya, that some water came in on Shabbos from Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah. And b'mchita shebnei adam, and they were able to construct a wall made of men. So in order to circle around the water to use the water on Shabbos, Nagdinu Shmuel had given them Makas Mardis for using people as a mechitza. He thought that was inappropriate. So why did he give them Makas? Then we just said that you're allowed to use people as a mechitza as long as they don't know they're being used as mechitza. So why did Shmuel give them lashes? So Amar, so Shmuel commented, Im Amru Shlomidas Yomu Ladas. If the Chacham allowed you to use it, Shlomidas, would they allow you to go ahead and use it Midas? Meaning this case here was when they're completely aware that they're being used as a mechitza. It's only a heter when they don't know that they're being used as a mechitza. So Gemara then says, Hanu Zike, these people who would make these little leather pouches to drink from, canteens of some sort, Tehave Shadyan Baristika de Mechoza, so they were thrown out in the street in the city of Mechoza. It was considered Rosh Hashanah, and certainly you can't carry from Rosh Hashanah. Bahade Daase Rava Mipirka, so when Rava was returning back after giving a drasha, Ailinu Nele, they brought some of these canteens to him. They created a little wall of people, so now they had a little mechitza, and they were able to somehow, I don't know, carry it, and they walked like as a circle until they got to Rosh Hashanah. So they created their own mechitza of people. So the Shabbos Achrisa, the next day, the next Shabbos rather, by Alinu, they wanted to now bring more of these canteens that they found thrown out across the street. V'asilu Rava said this is Asher to do so. Davle Kedas V'asilu. I mean, the first Shabbos, Rava apparently had done some shtick where the people didn't know that they're making mechita. So I don't know, they were circling around him, they're escorting him home from the Joshua, and he picked up some canteens that were within that circle. But the next Shabbos, they picked up on things they wanted to on their own, construct their own mechitza. That was already considered ladas, and Rava says it's no longer a hetter you could rely on. So then the Gemara says, Levi, Ailele Tivna, he was bringing in some straw from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, using, again, mechitza of people. Ziri Asapsa, which is some type of, I don't know how they call it, but some type of grain that were fed to animals. He would create a wall of people to bring that in. And Rav Shimi, Barchia, Maya, and he would use this mechitza of Adam in order to bring water into Rosh Hashanah. So we see many great Amoraim actually used such a wall, but again, with the one important criteria that the people being used as a wall cannot be aware that they're being used as a wall. Okay, let's now do the next Mishnah. Mishnah says, Mishiyata Birshus, a person who goes out, he leaves a tchum with Birshus. What's an example of a person leaving Birshus? So Rashi gives a few examples. Mishiyata Birshus kagon le'edis achodesh. So he's going to testify on the new moon. Ol lehatzil min hagayis, he's trying to save people who are being attacked by robbers, bandits, and soldiers. U'min hanar, or maybe there's a river that's flooding. Ochachma habali yaled, or a doctor coming to help for childbirth. These are situations, or a doctor to help with anything. These are situations where a person certainly is allowed to leave the tchum. So the Mishnah says now, Mishiyata Birshus, one who leaves with permission, V'amrulo kvarnase maisa, and they say, you know what, they don't need you anymore, so now what do? You're stuck. So if you're going on the way, that's certainly a mitzvah, but now you left the tchum, and they said, they called your radio back and said, we don't need you, call off, abort the mission, so now what do? You're outside your tchum. Could you go back to your initial tchum? Are you stuck where you are? So the Mishnah says, Yesh l'apayim amal l'chol ruach. The guy has, wherever he is, when he's told, he calls off the mission. So wherever he is, he has 2,000 amos in every direction. That's his nutchum. So the Mishnah says, however, im haya besocha tchum, if he's within the tchum of his initial place, of his initial city, so then kilo lo yatsa. We'll see in the Mishnah what that means, but if he's within his tchum of his initial city, then he's actually considered part of the city. In other words, we'll see the Gemara how they explain. Fine. So then the Mishnah finally says, kol yotzim lehatzil chozim limkomum. Anybody who goes out to save, whether it's saving from a flood, from robbers, from a doctor, he's allowed to come back home without any concern of coming back within the tchum. So this is a big discussion we're not going to discuss today, but tomorrow. But this is one of the sources of Hatzalah. When they go to Hatzalah call, they're allowed to come back. So the couple of reasons why they're allowed to come back. One is because if they know they can't come back home afterwards, they never go to the call in the first place. If I can't spend Shabbos with my family, I'm not going to go. I'll let someone else do it, not me. So that's one heter in order to allow them to go in the first place. And the second heter that's brought down is because he has to be available if there's another call. If you know, if there's another call, so he has to have his call on, his phone ready, and therefore, these are two reasons why. But we'll discuss this either tomorrow or the next step. I don't remember which stuff this is on, but we'll discuss more of this in Mirzah Hashem soon. So now the Gemara says, "My im haya biso chatchum kilu lo yatsa." We had said the guy was on a mission; he was going to help something, and he got called off. So then, the Mishnah said, if he's within his initial tchum, so then it's as if he never left his initial tchum. So what does that exactly mean? So we're going to see a machlokas, a merayim here. So Rabba Hachi Kamar, this is what it means. Im haya besoch tchum shalo, kilu lo yatsa, mitoch beso, dami. So it's a very similar case, which seems very, very obvious what the Gemara said, but let's say I'm, you know, in Woodmere, and I'm on the way to a call. So I'm within 2,000 amos. So I'm, let's say, 1,000 amos from my house. I get the call, we don't need you anymore. So since I'm in my tchum, I get to be back in my house, in my normal tchum, which sounds like an obvious point. I never left my tchum, so why would you have to tell me I'm still within my tchum? I never left it. So the Gemara said, Pshita, of course, if I never left my tchum, so why would you have to tell me I'm still getting my dinam in my tchum? So the Gemara explains, Mal, the same, what would you have thought? Hol v'akir akir. Since I left my tchum, so maybe I should recalibrate my new tchum from where I am. So instead of having my nucleus in Woodmere, 2,000 amos, wherever I am, even though I'm within the 2,000 amos of Woodmere, maybe that new location, 1,000 amos away, should be my new nucleus and create 2,000 amos in both directions. And I'm limited to where I could go initially, and I get extended to the west where I wasn't able to go initially. I'm just recalibrating where my nucleus is. Kamash Malan, no, since I'm within my initial tchum, it's as if I'm in my home, and I get my normal 2,000 amos in all the directions as it was on the outset of Shabbos. That's the first understanding. Rav Shimi Bar Chia Amar Hachi Kamar. He says differently. He says, Im haya tchumim shenitnu lo chachamim muvloim besocha tchum shalo kilo lo yatsa mitchumim. So according to Rav Shimi, it's not a situation where I'm still in my tchum of Woodmere. I actually left the tchum of Woodmere. I'm completely out of the 2,000 amos. I'm 3,000 amos away. Now I get a call. We don't need you anymore. So I stop. But my new location, I get 2,000 amos. So my 2,000 amos actually overlap with the tchum of Woodmere. There's an overlapping here. I'm outside the tchum of Woodmere. But my extended, my radius now overlaps with the radius of Woodmere. So the lach is I could combine both of them. Now I really get like 4,000 amos in the middle and 2,000 amos on the other end. I could combine all the tchumim together, a huge tchum. Now that's the chiddush according to Rav Shim. So he says again, Hachi Kamar, Im hayu tchumim shenitnu l'chachamim muvloim b'soch ha'tchum shalo. If the chachamim is the heter of the additional tchum that they gave him as a doctor, if it's absorbed and overlapping with his initial tchum of Woodmere, that's all one extended tchum. That's what he says. Kilu lo yatsa mitchumo, as if he never left. So b'may kemithlagi, what's a machlokes between Rav Shimi and Rabba? So Gemara says, Mar savar havlos tchumim milsi, Mar savar lava milsi. Do we say there's a concept of overlapping tchumim that we could view it as bridging each other, having an extended tchum, or no? Wherever you are is your tchum, and you cannot utilize another tchum that you might have. It's only 2,000 amos from where you currently are. That's the machlokas. So the Gemara says, Amar le'abai le'rabba, Va'at lo tizbara, davlas tchumim milsi. Do you not hold, Rabbah, you really don't hold of a havlas tchumim? I'm going to bring a brisa which clearly states that there is a concept of havlas tchumim. You can overlap with these two different tchumim. What's the case? So the Gemara says, Ma ilu shavas bimara shibasocha arbas alpayim. So let's say a guy's in a cave. You see that little picture of Rashi in the bottom there? It's a cave, and I always imagine a cave when you're walking into a cave. It's actually where you're going down into the cave. So it's downwards now. So a guy goes down into a cave. There's a little roof on top there, and there are two ways out and two ways in. There's the east side and the west side. So you could come up the east side, you come out the west side. But it's all one cave below. So the Gemara again says the situation is Ma ilu Shabbos b'mara. A guy sets up shop to be in a cave for Shabbos. Shebesoch arbas alpaim, within the cave itself, there's 4,000 namos, a very nice size cave. Valgaga pachas me'arba alpaim, on top, the roof is less than 4,000 amos. Lo nimsa mahalechas kula v'chutla paim ama. Do we not hold that you could certainly walk within the cave, but even on top of it, you could walk on top of the extent of the roof, and even you could walk 2,000 amos from one exit and 2,000 amos from the other exit, even the ones in the east and ones in the west. Why is that the case? Is it not that each of the entranceways or exits has its own tchum? So why could you should choose the east exit or the west exit? How are you allowed to have both of them? It must be since they overlap with each other. We say tchumim are moved along with each other. You're able to utilize both of these tchumim. So we see clearly that you can. You do hold of a havlas tchumim. That's the understanding. So the Gemara says, Amr Lei, Rabbi responds back, you can't bring a rye from the cave. Amr Lei, v'lo shani lecha, bein hecha de shavis ba'avir mechitos mibod yom, hecha de lo shavis ba'avir mechitos mibod yom. There's a clear difference when a person was Shavas in an area that was completely wool versus being Shavas in an area that's not walled. In the case of the Ma'ara, the guy set up his shop here in the area which is walled. So now his tchum, it's not that each entranceway is a separate tchum. That's all one unit. It's like a city. If I have a whole city here, my 2,000 amos is from the end of one city wall and from the other end of the other city wall. It's not two tchumim here. The cave is a city. I have 2,000 amos to the east and 2,000 amos to the west. It's not because of the tchumim here, that muvlam, as opposed to the guy who was in Woodmere and went to Atzalakol. He's now outside of Woodmere. That separate location is not a walled area. It's a two tchumim outside of walls, and that's really a case of two tchumim. That's where I say tchumim are not muvlam. But if it's within a city wall, within a ma'ara, that's not called two tchumim. That's one tchum, one in one direction and one in the other direction. So the Gemara then says, v'hech de lo shavas lo. So do you really hold when you're not shovis, when you're not resting in a walled area, that's when you say, you can't say tchum muvlam. I'm going to bring a raya to you. Even when a guy wasn't shovas in a wall, in mechitza, you could still hold of tchum muvlam. What's the raya? Going on to memhe, we'll go down a few lines and we'll stop. V'atnan, the Mishnah tells us, we'll see this in a week from today, in Daf Nun Beis, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, we referred to it before, Rabbi Eliezer the Shita who holds, if a guy is two amos outside of his tum, he's able to, yichanes, jump back in. So the Gemara says, for the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Shtaim Yichanes, if he's two amos outside the tum, he can just jump right back in. But if he's shlosha amos, if he's three amos outside the tum, lo yichanes, he's not allowed to. My love, Rabbi Eliezer Latame, is this not Rabbi Eliezer Lashitaso? Damer Vahu Bemtson, Varba Amos, the Yavle Rabbanon, Kiman de Midle Damu, the Kamer Yichanes. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that a guy has four amos. So since his two amos are now attached to the tchum which he stepped out of, we could say the mivloi, command the mivloi and dummy, as if they overlap with each other, the kamar yikhanes. We see from here, havlas tchum amilsi. So even though the guy stands, there's no wall. There's no wall to speak of. Rabbi Eliezer says the guy standing outside the tchum, there's no wall at all, yet we still say that you could be mavlia, his personal tchum. With the city tchum, even though there are no walls, so too, don't be so surprised when the guy goes in the atzala call, and he says his tchum is connected to the Woodmere tchum, we should also allow for tchum to move line. So the Gemara says, Amale Rabba Barberchana Labaye, Umid Rabbi Eliezer, Kamosiv Le Lamar. You're asking a kasha to Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer is a das yachid. Rabba holds like Chachamim, who said, we don't hold this way. Chachamim don't allow you to jump back in two amos outside the tchum. That's only Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi holds like Chachamim that you're not allowed to do this. And therefore, clearly, the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim is whether or not tchumim are muvlam or not. And Rabbi embraces the shita of Chachamim, which seems more sensible because they're yachad of Rabbi and halacha k'rabim. So Gemara says no. Amalei in, the shmi le minei. Yes, I'm asking from Rabbi Eliezer. Because even Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Eliezer. Where so? Demar, the in, the shmi le minei demar, I heard. The ad kan lo pligi rabban aled Rabbi Eliezer elo devar rishus. The only time Chachamim say and they argue on Rabbi Eliezer that you can't use these two amos only if you're trying to come back in for devar rishus. Of all the devar mitzvah, if you need to come back in for devar mitzvah, even Chachamim will be mo delay that you can jump back in the two amos. So you see that there is a concept of a tchumim muvloim even according to Chachamim, even without there being any mechitas. Okay, we'll stop here. Mizah Shem, you'll continue tomorrow.